Praise the Lamb. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. I love to worship you just over and over, simply saying the same thing over and over. I love to worship you. I love to worship you. That's what the angels in heaven are doing. Real repetitive. It's not vain worship, but it's just right out of a simple place. The elders are saying the same thing. So I got a clue one day. I thought, you know what? I don't have to say a whole lot. It's what comes out in what I say. What carries the weight of it really is what matters. It's a conveyance of intimacy. So you didn't have to say a whole lot. It's just that you made every word weighty and every word had substance to it. I realized when my mind started doing other things, praying in tongues, I could think about anything else and pray in tongues at the same time. I like to keep my mind on Christ while praying in tongues, but I find quite often it does other stuff, and especially if you're having to work, it's okay. Worship, when you're worshiping Him, and when you truly find yourself in intimacy, it's when you've locked yourself in, spirit, soul, and body, and you're really engaged in the moment. You're really, really engaged. So you really can't hardly, even though you have all the qualifying agents, when Jesus said that the Father seeketh such, He said this to a woman sitting on a well at Sychar, a city of Samaria. He said, the Father has been seeking such to worship Him. The Father is a spirit, and you've got to contact Him in spirit and in truth. He's searching for true worshipers. Well, you've been given that spirit at the born-again nature. I love it when He comes in here and we feel an anointing and you walk out and say, boy, that was a really good service. I love that. But you know what? You have the capacity that if nobody else in here has a good service, or if I drop the ball, or whoever dropped the ball, really, not really. I mean, we're not going to drop the ball as long as we're looking at Him. But what I'm saying is, it wouldn't matter what was created on the outside of you if you come in here and engaged in Him. And, God, I've got something to give you. And what I want to give you is my unadulterated, meaning I won't let myself go any other place. I won't fix tomorrow's problems. I won't sit here and daydream. Do you know He loves it? When you just show up, you've already pleased Him just showing up. And then when you go into intimate worship and you say, I love you, I love you, I love you. And then you catch yourself, wait a minute, the last 2 or 3 minutes of I love you's, I know this is worship time, so it's like a program, like a robot. I love you, I worship you. And you catch your mind, where have I been for the last 3 minutes? I was working. I was at work, or I was doing schoolwork, or I was fixing the car, or I was finishing that argument with my husband. And I finally thought of what I wanted to tell him, just like I wanted to tell him. And all the time, amazing enough, your brain can be doing one thing and your mouth another. It's pretty amazing that you can do that. And did you catch yourself and you, oh, wait a minute. And then you reel yourself back in. You reel yourself back in to a harmony where your mouth and your mind and your spirit, all three are one, where every word of adoration, and sometimes you have to kind of deliberately stand there and say, no. And you have that power over your mind because Paul wrote to Timothy and he said, Timothy, you've not been given a spirit of fear, not meaning the Holy Ghost, but meaning the moment that you got born again, this is what you got innately, meaning it belongs to you. Innately, it belongs to you, Timothy. Not a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and a sound mind. Do you know what the sound mind discipline, or what it means in the Greek? You can just look it up. I'm not a Greek scholar. You can just go to a Strong's. Real simple. Laying on the surface, it means a disciplined mind. meaning once you got born again, you had the capacity not only to worship Him, but then you also had a capacity to discipline your mind. When you said, something in your spirit grabbed your mind and pulled it back into a place where harmony would take place. So you could train yourself through a spiritual mind that said, okay, when I say I love you, I'm not going to be fixing tomorrow's problems. I'm absolutely going to gender this exactly in a place where I love you means I love you. Hallelujah. And guess what? When that begins to happen, you'll notice that the anointing inside of you begins to rise. It begins to rise. It's like, oh, wow, you start riding that bicycle to start with. You're this way and that way. And then after a while, it just starts going. And you just start riding that thing. And then you forget. Hey, you forget all the mechanics after a while. Mama said, don't do this. And Daddy said, do this. And then after a while, you forget the mechanics. And it's just, you're just free riding. You're just there in that place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's another part, beautiful part of our adoration to God. See, we get something to say about everything. We really do, as ambassadors in Christ. We don't have to let our family go to hell. We can intercede for them. And we can stand in a place where we say, I don't care if they're mean and ugly. Well, I do care. I wish they weren't. It'd be better if they weren't. A lot better. But even if they are, I'm going to stand right here between them and hell. And I'm going to stand here to a place where I don't, God, it does, you know, I'd really rather see them come in and serve God along with me and get a big fat reward and be elders in the church. And, you know, that would be really, really nice. But one thing, the bottom line, I will not settle for them going to hell. So if it's their last breath and they just have to say, Jesus. And in that Jesus, what they meant was, come into my life. They didn't say all the words, but they confessed Him, Jesus, I need you. I need you. So you're settling for, you won't settle for anything but that. So you get a stand and you prepare yourself, I say, to pray over their lives. Because really, your intercessory prayer over them means more than anything else. It really, after a while, means more than, I started to say more than your witness, but it's simultaneously, it parallels your witness. Because your witness is nothing unless you've got some kind of umph in the Spirit backing it up. And sometimes your witness is better witnessed without words. It just really is. You're better off to not say anything and just let them watch you from afar off. Well, we're doing that over Immokalee and over this region. And we're joining other churches and other places where an atmosphere is being created. Also, not only our prayers, but our giving. Our giving has something to do with making a stand. It really does. Our giving, when we're giving out of something that's inside of us that says, okay, God, I can trust you that you're going to meet all of my needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. So you're going out in front of me. So, okay, I can believe that what you tell me to separate for you, it's going to be all right. I'm not going to put myself in a desperate mode. We don't teach that around here. We don't take your milk money and your car money to get back and forth to work. That's not what we teach. But we do teach trust. Trusting and obeying means this. Okay, Father, I believe that you'll speak to me. And when you speak to me, I will obey and I will divide what you're saying. Well, what does this mean? Will I have enough next month? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, if you do it in faith and believe this, that He is the one that goes out in front of you. He goes out in front of you and prepares a way. Immokalee is saved and this region is saved. And guess what? You not only get to pray, you not only get to pray them in, you get to give them in too. Hallelujah. You get to give them in. So thank you, all of you that are giving in this ministry. We appreciate it so much. We're headed towards Africa. We'll be training preachers in August for 2 weeks. And they'll be coming from all over Kenya to listen and hear Pastor Jim, Dr. Jim, and myself teach, and we'll just be preaching ourselves. It's hard to say ragged, but we won't be ragged. We'll be refreshed. We'll be hour after hour just tag teaming. He'll preach and I'll preach. He'll preach, I'll preach for days on end. And he said we won't have time to do hardly anything else but preach. But that's okay with me. And but I'm asking you to help send me there in the future. They pay nothing. They can't pay anything. I'm going there on faith. I'm asking you to be a part of it, be a praying about it. The flights over there and back are $5,000 alone. And we don't get anything to pay towards that. God told me to go. If God told me to go, he'll supply it. He didn't tell me to put it on you. He just said, I'll supply it. But you may want to be a part of that. You may want to buy my ticket over there or buy Candy's ticket over there. If you buy my ticket over there, send Candy with me, please. Some of you get us, if you can get us to Amsterdam, then Amsterdam to Nairobi. But don't leave us halfway in the air. Give us enough to get there and give us enough to get back. Hallelujah. So be praying what he'd have you to do. But right now, this morning, this is just going to meet the weekly needs and things. So why don't you ask him what he'd have you to give. Father, we give you all the praise. We thank you and praise you for this crowd and all that you're doing in their life and our lives. And Lord, we thank you that you've brought us together as one to bring forth as an ambassadors in this nation and in this city and in this region. And we give you all the praise and glory. Hallelujah. Speak to their hearts now. In Jesus' name, amen. You can stand one more time. And if you did not get to hug McEnroe, he's in the house. Hallelujah. Good to see you. Kathy and Julio have their son and one of their sons. And I don't know, he's looks like the same color too and everything. Yeah. So, hallelujah. Why don't you bring this down? If you missed anybody in that hug, you can hug them once more, but not too long because we're going to get into the Word here in just a minute. Okay, God bless you.
Well, Father, we ask you to bless this offering. May it be multiplied and meet every need in the house, Lord, and all the things coming up. Father, we thank you in advance Lord, when you say you send us, you send people, you take care of it, Lord. It means you take care of it financially, physically, spiritually, in every way, Lord. So we thank you. It's a walk of faith, Father, and it shall always be a walk of faith. And Lord, we learn to be led by you and trust in you, and we thank you for it all. In Jesus' name, amen.